Cowboys, they're characters, aren't they?
I've been around them all my life, and they are characters. But they love the land. And, you know, they love cattle. We wouldn't have a Tallgrass Prairie Preserve if we didn't have caring ranchers. Chapman and Barnard were cowboys in the purest sense of the word, and they loved the prairie. The Nature Conservancy originally expected to find 250 plant species on that section of land, and it's three times that. That's indicative of the care that James A. Chapman and Horace G. Barnard gave the prairie.
Mm-hmm. We've named some famous names that are involved in this, but let's talk about the docents who are trained to tell the story to the many visitors. How many visitors in a year would you be attracting?
Several thousand. It's hard to tell because a lot of people don't sign the books, and some of them just come to use the restrooms, or they just drive through the prairie. They may not even come near the visitor center, but we'll have several thousand log in. Most years we'll have all 50 states. North Dakota is one of the ones we have trouble getting occasionally, or Rhode Island. And we've had visitors from more than 100 countries.
But the docents play a pretty important...
Jink can speak very well to that. He's been a docent for a long time and a superb docent. But generally, they are the face of the Nature Conservancy. I have had so many calls of people saying, I'm wanting to come up and visit the preserve. Will there be somebody there? Will there be a docent that we can talk to? I get that question all the time. If you can have a person there that's obviously enthusiastic about the prairie, or they wouldn't be there. I mean, some of them have a very long drive, go through a lot of training, and get nothing. I mean, they pay their own expenses. They have a very strong love of the prairie, and that comes through. Then their knowledge, and if you get somebody like Jink that knows more about Oklahoma history than anybody I've ever met, he makes the prairie come alive, and it's so much more than punching a button on an interactive computer screen or whatever. And to talk to somebody that can answer their questions and speak to their interests is priceless.
Our docents, we're such a mixed bag. I'm a historian, and I know quite a bit about mammals and so on. Nick Del Grosso is an expert on birds and can go on for hours about red-tailed hawks and Cooper's hawks and so on. We have others. One that I go to the prairie with frequently, Dwight Thomas, has a PhD in botany. So he knows every blade of grass, every flower, every plant and tree. He has certain spots that he knows he can stop his car and go out and find particular biodiversity at this one place. We have people of all sorts of different backgrounds. Some of them have been oilmen, some of them have been school teachers, just all sorts of approaches. It's potluck who's going to be there as a docent on a particular day, but whoever it is, the visitor's going to learn something about the prairie.
Mm-hmm. What are the hours of the preserve?
Well, the preserve is open daylight till dark. The visitor center is open from 10 to 4.
So visitors can come up and see, as you talked about, the sunrise and the sunset all the time.
It's all county road. You just have to watch out for the bison in the road.
While people are coming in from around the world, there are thousands of Oklahomans who've never been to the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. Maybe they didn't have an interest, but once they're there, they're going to say, man, am I glad I made this trip. And I'm sure you have heard that many times.
I have. And, you know, it's touching to see the preserve through other people's eyes. I've taken a number of people up there and a number of people from foreign countries up there. Just recently, two from a newspaper in Norway. To experience it through them is to experience it anew and to see it differently. It was one of those days, just a beautiful day, and the bison were surrounding the T-intersection north of the headquarters. I mean, on both sides of the road, three different areas. This one gal was a photographer. She shot and shot and shot and shot. And, you know, they'll probably use a couple of photos. But, I mean, they were ecstatic. And it's refreshing to see that. That's the reward the docents get, bringing enthusiasm, happiness, and education to visitors that otherwise are going to miss out on it.
And it works to the Conservancy's benefit because people who are enthusiastic often become donors to the Conservancy or members. Also, we do have some economic impact on Pawhuska. Harvey could speak better to that, but when you get several thousand visitors coming up there every year, and Pawhuska is the nearest place to eat or perhaps buy a souvenir, it has some economic effect.
Oh, definitely. Plus, the preserve's budget is about $1 million a year, and much of that is spent locally.
And then I think we referred to the tax issue. You really didn't have to pay taxes, but you do anyway, and that tax is used how?
Well, it funds the county operations, and we pay ad valorem taxes like anybody else. It's pretty substantial.
And that's a volunteer, obviously.
Well, we could probably get out of it, but that would not be smart publicly. If you want to be considered one of the local people, you need to act like one. I think the Conservancy does a good job with its local presence.
Well, we are proud of Oklahoma for many, many reasons, and this has got to be one of the big, major reasons we can be proud of this state. Not every state has this.
Well, I think it has an impact far beyond raw numbers. As Harvey said, he had a couple of people from Norway. I've dealt with visitors from maybe 30 different countries. Or say a couple of people come in from New York. Well, they go back to New York, and they tell all their friends about their experiences and so on. So you have this ripple effect that goes out and brings additional publicity to the Tallgrass, but also to the Nature Conservancy and the whole issue of conservation itself.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for what you've done for that prairie. Generations to come who will listen to this interview will now know why it's preserved and how it was preserved. And I thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, John, as always.